This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you very much for listening. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. Was just speaking with Jeremy, the marketing director of Brandon Legal Group, earlier today. Brandon Legal Group is a longtime supporter of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, and Brandon Legal Group and I are working on tournament gifts for every player for the upcoming Todd Wright Tour XXXI. In Lakeland, the Todd Wright Tour in Lakeland for the first time, hosted by the Club at Eaglebrook, one of my favorite and more unique Central Florida layouts. Brandon Legal Group has been supporting Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments for multiple years, as well as supporting my podcast, and I thank them for that support and simply convey to you that they service the greater Tampa Bay area and they are a full-service law firm. That's it. Full service law firm means if you are in need of family law assistance, you can reach out to Brandon Legal Group for a free consult. If you are in need of divorce assistance, you can reach out to Brandon Legal Group for a free consult. And full service means anything else that you have a legal need for. Their website is a very convenient place to set up that free consult. You just go to brandonlegalgroup.com, click on the box that says request a free consultation, or if you choose to set it up via telephone, that's fine as well. 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME to request the free consult that way. Brandon Legal Group, your full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. I also stopped in the store on West Waters today of Papa John's, locally owned and operated in the Tampa Bay area since the early 1990s, to talk to Mike Lentz about the upcoming Todd Wright Tour XXXI, which Mike and a partner from Papa John's will be playing in June. And always good to see Mike Lentz. And I often talk about Mike as well as Denny Gray. Denny has run the West Kennedy store closest to me for quite some time. And recently, Denny received a promotion within the company. Congrats to Denny. And Denny still, like Mike, helps me out with anything I need. And I wanted to provide some lunch to some really nice people at another supporter of my podcasts, most notably Bill Curry Ford last week. And Papa John's of Tampa Bay said, come on by. We'll have lunch ready for you to pick up to take over to Bill Curry Ford. And I did that. And everyone at Bill Curry Ford who was involved was very appreciative of bringing some of the new Epic stuffed crust pizzas over to both GM Sean Sullivan and his social media manager, Grace, as well as Mark and Caitlin and some other really good people that I dealt with recently in the parts and service department. So thanks to Papa John's of Tampa Bay for always being there when I need them. And in this case, it was to show some thanks to a fellow sponsor of my podcast, and that being Bill Curry Ford. And good luck, Denny, on your promotion. I will see you at some point in the very near future on a trip to Orlando. My email for golf purposes, if you are interested in playing in Todd Wright Tour 31 at the Club at Eaglebrook, we are just $79 per player. Perhaps you hear or play in other tournaments that are upwards of $100, $125, $150 or more per player. Mine are not. None of my previous 30 tournaments were more than $99 per player. And I'd say roughly 33 to 50% have been in the $50 to $75 range. I want to offer value, organization, unique formats, quality golf courses a fast pace of play that you do not get in most golf tournaments that are masquerading as charity fundraisers. We do know charity fundraising on the Todd Wright Tour. My only concern is my golfers and the businesses that support my golf tournaments that provide something for the players themselves. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com, ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. All events are open to the public, even when we play a private course as we are playing in Lakeland on June 5th at the club at Eagle Brook. I will welcome anyone to join us for a future Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. We just sell out rather quickly. If you have an email about the Todd Wright Toddcast or the upcoming Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, you can email me at wright.todd@yahoo.com. You can also send a fantasy email to toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. And while we're on the subject of all the bookmarks, Instagram is toddwright2121, Twitter is toddwright2121, and Facebook, I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. It is a personal page that I use primarily for promotional purposes, namely golf tournaments, podcasts, television appearances, radio appearances, etc. You will be likely listening to this in the hours leading up to the beginning of the 2021 NFL draft. And in the day before the 2021 NFL draft, we had another quarterback move within the league. We knew going into this offseason there would be a lot of volatility when it came to the quarterback position, and we go into the draft on Thursday night looking at even more teams trying to find their best option, as many as five quarterbacks are likely to go in the first round on Thursday night. But let's talk about the move going into Thursday night that was finalized on Wednesday as it related to an inevitable move being made by Matt Rhule and the Carolina Panthers jettisoning Teddy Bridgewater, who just 1 year before they signed to a big free agent contract to be their franchise quarterback. And he failed. The Panthers have since acquired Sam Darnold from the New York Jets as the Jets clear the way to draft likely Zach Wilson, number two, out of BYU on Thursday night. So with Darnold ending up in Carolina, it was clear that Carolina wanted to move on from Teddy Bridgewater and not have him be a part of the organization anymore. So they send Teddy Bridgewater to the Denver Broncos in exchange for a sixth round pick this weekend. This just adds another name to an amazingly bad list that is connected to one of the best quarterback names of all time. And for those of you like me, who've been paying attention over the now 11 years of the John Elway era in Denver as an administrator, with essentially full control of the franchise. Of course, within the last year, technically he relinquished the title as general manager, but he's still in charge of the football operations and has been since 2011. And sure, Peyton Manning did end up playing for John Elway in Denver, went to two Super Bowls, and won Super Bowl 50, just now going on 6 years ago. So let's address Peyton Manning joining the Broncos during the John Elway regime. Is it fair to say Peyton Manning joined the Broncos by choosing the Broncos rather than John Elway scouting out Peyton Manning? when you are a player of Peyton Manning's caliber, you pretty much decide where you want to go. And I'd have a hard time believing any testimony that tells me John Elway convinced Peyton Manning to come to Denver, and it wasn't that Peyton Manning chose Denver on his own. So that did work out, and there were some moments where it didn't look like it was going to work out, but it did produce two conference titles and, as we said, a win in Super Bowl 50. Independent of Peyton Manning deciding to play for John Elway, the list of quarterbacks who have been brought in to the Denver Broncos since John Elway took over control of the franchise in 2011 is amazingly bad. And again, it's hard to fathom that a quarterback as respected and as good and ahead of his time, like John Elway was, could be so awful at evaluating quarterback talent. Let's go through one by one, year by year, independent of Peyton Manning, which is John Elway's one quarterback that actually worked out in the 11 years he's been running the franchise. 2011, he drafted no quarterbacks and brought in no other quarterbacks. Every year since, he has had volatility on that roster. 2012, he drafted Brock Osweiler in the second round. 2013, he drafted something called Zach Dysart in the seventh round. I don't have anything on 2014, so let's advance to 2015 when he drafted Trevor Siemian in the seventh round. And also, at one point that year, Christian Ponder was even brought in by John Elway. In 2016, the Broncos used a first-round draft pick on Paxton Lynch, in addition to trading for Mark Sanchez and also bringing in someone called Austin Davis. 2017, Chad Kelly was selected in the seventh round. He was actually Mr. Irrelevant, and the Broncos brought back Brock Osweiler, who by then had sort of become the poster child for bad free agent quarterback deals. In 2018, rather than go the draft route for a quarterback, John Elway instead signed Case Keenum, coming off a big run with the Minnesota Vikings, to a significant free agent contract. Also, Kevin Hogan was brought in, I believe, from the Cleveland Browns. In 2019, Drew Locke kept falling in the NFL draft, and guess who chose him to end that fall? In the second round, Denver took Drew Locke. This despite the fact that Denver also gave up a fourth-round draft pick in that same draft for someone John Elway said was just coming into his prime in Joe Flacco. Also along the way, Brandon Allen was added to the roster and played games in 2019. And then in 2020, no quarterbacks were drafted, but names like Brett Rippon, Blake Bortles, and Jeff Driskel were all quarterbacks added to the Bronco roster. And here we are in 2021, and the Broncos have already given up a sixth-round draft pick to add another quarterback to the roster in Teddy Bridgewater, amidst conversation that the Broncos still could be in the market who knew, to draft a quarterback with one of their remaining picks, or maybe even the 9th overall pick in the first round. So let's recap the draft picks that have been used on quarterbacks the last 10 years by the Broncos, none of which worked out. I see a first-round pick. I see 2 second-round picks. I see 3 seventh-round picks. And they have also traded away a 4th-round pick and, adding Teddy Bridgewater now, a 6th-round pick for quarterbacks. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in the last 10 years before the Broncos even make a pick in this draft on Thursday night where they could pick another quarterback. They've essentially used 8 draft picks in the last 10 drafts directly or indirectly on quarterbacks. And that doesn't include making deals for or bringing in names like Ponder, Sanchez, Davis, Osweiler a second time, free agent money to Case Keenum, bringing in Kevin Hogan, Brandon Allen, Brett Rippon, Blake Bortles, Jeff Driscoll. Independent of being the landing spot for Peyton Manning, which did produce the 2 conference titles and 1 Super Bowl title, Manning becoming the first player, Tom Brady has since become the second, to win Super Bowls with 2 separate franchises. It's just stunningly bad how an organization run by a Hall of Fame quarterback like John Elway can consistently swing and miss at getting a quality quarterback to compete at a high level. And it likely is going to continue into the draft on Thursday night. And I say for those who have been paying attention, which is probably a lot of Bronco fans, there are some who are ignorant to this, who deny that John Elway doesn't know what he's doing. I just laid it all out for you over the last 10 years where he has been in charge of the franchise, of the football operations, how many different names and how these names came to come through and eventually move quickly out of Denver as the Broncos look for something to lead them back to Super Bowl contention. Other than Peyton Manning, it is a horrendous list, and all fingers point at John Elway because of it. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and by Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Again, my email is wright.todd@yahoo.com, and if you want golf information, especially for my upcoming Todd Wright Tour XXXI at the club at Eagle Brook in Lakeland on Saturday, June 5th, email me for information, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Enjoy the draft. Thank you for listening.